Book of Mormon Class Member Study Guide, Lesson 42. This is my Gospel. 3 Nephi chapters 27 through 30 and 4th Nephi. Jesus' 12 Nephite disciples asked him what they should call his church. See 3 Nephi chapter 27 verse 3. What was his answer to their question? See 3 Nephi chapter 27 verses 4 through 9. The Lord has commanded that his restored church, like his church among the Nephites, be called after his name. Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verse 4. Why is it important for us to remember that the church is called after the name of Jesus Christ? Study 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 13 through 21, looking for different aspects of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What did the Savior promise to those who live according to his gospel? See 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 21 and 22. In response to their request, three Nephite disciples were transfigured, meaning that their bodies were changed temporarily so they could behold the things of God. 3 Nephi chapter 28, verses 13 through 15. Then they were translated. What does the account in 3 Nephi chapter 28 teach about translated beings? For many years after Jesus' visit among the Nephites, there was not any manner of ites. 4 Nephi, chapter 1, verse 17. What does this mean? See 4 Nephi, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, and verses 15 through 17. What problems exist today because of distinctions between groups of people? In what ways can the gospel help us become united despite our differences? Suggestion for family discussion. Read the book of 4 Nephi together. As you read 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 1 through 19, make a list of attitudes and actions that led to peace and happiness. As you read 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 20 through 46, list attitudes and actions that led to contention and destruction. Contrast the lists you have made. Talk about what you can do as a family to be more like the people described in 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 1 through 19. End of Lesson 42, This is My Gospel, from Book of Mormon Class Member Study Guide.